Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at the Gaslight on the Hill in St. Louis, Missouri. Check it out at GaslightSTL.com for a full listing of upcoming events and book yourself a tour. Come over and check it out. It's a beautiful recording studio attached to a bar, and they all happen to share a wall with Cha Cha Chow, so you can come over and get some tacos, some cold drinks, watch one of your favorite bands record in the studio, and just have a great time. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram while you're at it. Like I said, full listing of events, GaslightSTL.com. Also wanted to tell you about my friends at Music Record Shop. They have a brand new location. They just moved over to Washington Avenue, right over there next to KDHX. So come visit the new location, new records every Friday, live in stores, a lot on the weekends. You can follow them also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, this is Jeff Bond, and you're listening to
Rock Paper Podcast!
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, recording live from Elaine's on Cherokee, hanging out with a bunch of friends, Jess Bond and friends, talking about their holiday Christmas CD they put together here. We've got all kinds of good tunes, so everybody, welcome to the show, everybody.
It's not just about me.
Right. The Bond family.
Yeah.
Christmas.
This is my Bond family right here. Yeah. You're looking at them.
Yeah. But, this is a nice, very, very nice collaborative effort. A bunch of St. Louis musicians all a part of this. And, so we got a bunch of people in the house. Everybody want to go around the mic and say hey and introduce yourselves?
Hey. Sean Telkamp from Shotgun Abbey.
Hi, my name is Cameron Novak. I sing in Oracle and Slushwave, local musician.
I'm Chuck Bond, and I'm Jesse's father.
I oversee everything.
I'm Santa Claus.
My name is Steve Gruner, and I strangle guitars for only sound.
Yeah, Jimmy Gunn.
Hey, everybody, Jimmy Gunn from the Brew House.
Hey, and Somewhat Damaged, the best tribute band ever.
Really, American Pulverizer. That's
American Pulverizer, too, all right?
Hi, I'm Matilda. I'm in Ramona.
Hey, she's in my band.
And I'm in Altmark.
Yes, every year she does the Christmas cover. So.
Yeah. Yep. Looks very good. So this is the fifth year, right?
This is our fifth year, yes. Yeah. We wanted to go super special.
It's gotten more professional every year.
Right. I think obviously you got a great collection of tunes on this, and this is all done by hand.
Per se.
Right.
Right.
It's a very
this year's the first year we actually put money into it and took it to the studio.
Right.
So we remastered some old tracks, and then we tracked some stuff out of Baby Doll, too.
Very nice. So a lot of these, and then some of these are live recordings from around town and stuff. And
Irene at Yaki's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very cool. So let's kind of go backtrack a little bit. Where does all this start 5 years ago? Just on a... an idea?
For making Christmas gifts.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a Christmas gift. Yeah, absolutely. Like, me and all my musician friends, we're all broke, right? So what can we give? And, I thought, wouldn't it be cool if we could all just collaborate, donate money and music, really, and then be able to give it as gifts.
Right.
All right? It's the poor man's gift. It's the musician's gift, right? Yeah. But, and it's really cool. Your family gets to hear you on a track.
Yeah.
It's a very personal thing.
Yeah.
put down the tracks and play and sing, and it's not the best quality, but it's fun because everyone knows the people who are doing the music and they get to hear them play.
Sure. I mean, the stuff I heard, though, those couple of them sound really great. I mean, you definitely have, you could tell they were recording studio and stuff.
Oh, you've been listening to this year. That was the first time we ever went to the studio with it, though, Normally, I'm using, like, my little recording unit or...
Sure.
He's using his, you know, live mics and...
Yeah.
It was fun. You know, we were able to go in there.
It's a weird compilation.
I was able to play all the instruments, and that was kind of fun to do, you know?
Sure.
We all got them pretty fast, too. But
this album is very much me and my dad and the family.
And they have been all,
we
all 5 years.
We started for our family, but then thought, let's do it for other musicians' families,
Well, the first year, she and I just started laying down some simple tracks and songs. For an album, we were just going to give to the family, and we had some people come over and help us with them. They added vocals and different effects and things, and so... That was the first year we put it out. It was really simple. And then the second year, we got more people involved and kind of talked it up more with our friends. And said, hey, we're doing the album. You know, why don't you guys donate a track or two, and we'll put it on there. And so now 5 years later, we've got 18 songs from at least, 8-9 different bands?
18 songs on this,
that's
year's,
this year's
CD.
That's what I'm saying.
And then the past has what? I forget how many the past has.
About
14.
14?
Right. How many is that?
A lot.
How many?
30.
More than 30?
Two.
Yeah, next year we're doing
33.
Four, y'all.
Yeah,
submit tracks. We need bands to submit tracks.
So we figured we put all the best of the best on that second disc. So, and then put the first disc with the new stuff, and that way we kind of have a collection year this year. And like she just said, we'll concentrate next year on just current song, current work.
Right. Yeah, so a brand new one for this year, fifth annual. This will be a double album. And like I said, over 30 songs of holiday music. So are we going to make this digitally available for...
It is already digitally. Yeah. We're not selling it.
Right.
No. It's a gift
just
from
a gift.
Us to musicians and the music world.
And listeners.
And our family.
Everyone.
If you want one, hit us up.
Yeah.
Right. Wait a minute. I'm kidding. But seriously, not really. Last night, like, I was up to like 3 a.m. just hand, like, putting together these. You know what I mean?
It was fun.
It was like, it was fun.
I was bad with the scissors, though.
Until the printer started messing up and made it wonky.
But that's the fun part, you know.
Add some character to it.
Normally, we make the big discs for people that collaborated. You know what I mean? We can't, we don't have that much money to buy jewel cases and CDs and all that, so... But, you know, anyone can get a copy on the internet.
Yeah. It was, we're going to obviously play a bunch of them on the show today, so get a little sample. One of those we're going to play is Slush Waves. You want to talk about that one?
Sure. Jess came up to us while we're practicing, asked if we could do a Christmas song. We learned Last Christmas last year for a Christmas party. We all love George Michael. I think his voice is serene and just perfect for the holidays. So here you go. Here's Slush Waves' rendition of Last Christmas by Wham, written by George Michael.
Yeah.
So that'll be on this collection as well. And Sean's here representing Shotgun Abbey. So yeah.
How's it going there?
Good. So we, you guys also recorded for this collection.
We did. Actually, we're on the Christmas Past.
No, you are not.
We're on the new one?
You're on present.
What? We remastered it for you.
Oh, my God. No way. I thought we were going to be on the past. And we're
totally on the present.
Totally in the... I love you. Thank you, Jess Bob. Okay, so... we're in the present. I was wrong. So, last year we recorded Mary, Did You Know? And we switched it up. So we did it, we did a slow take on it, like what you'd hear if you went to church or something like that. And then we did like a punk rock version of it. And we then, and they this year mastered both apparently and put them on the present and put them back to back. So they actually go straight from one into the other. So,
very cool.
Yeah, it made a big difference when I was listening to it even. I was like, holy crap, because I go from like a Mary Did You Know singing low to like punk high and screeching, so doing the metal stuff. So
nice.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
It is a rockin' track. I think it's like one of the most rockin' tracks. Like,
aww.
And that note you hit at the end.
I slept for the money. I didn't know.
Lord of all creation, Mary, did you know that your imagination. But you know that your baby boy is better perfect.
Are you guys just big fans of those two songs, or what was like the inspiration of picking those that you think?
I love Last Christmas. Yeah. Man, I've always loved that song. And, you know, and it deals with heartbreak during Christmas time, which a lot of tracks don't deal with. And also, it's secular. You know, people can relate to it from any spiritual division, which is sweet, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally. For us, we were just throwing out, like, spitballs for what we would do.
Right.
And I grew up singing in church, and so for me it kind of was like, well, this is a great song. What do you guys think? And they're like, they looked at the chord progressions, and they, like, within 5 minutes we were done. So we recorded all the instruments in one take originally, and then we recorded the vocals separately and layered them, and then this year just took it to a studio and actually mastered it.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. And apparently there is a bomb going off.
Yeah. bomb in the lake.
No, it's Santa. I hear him coming. Yeah. Oh. It's a Santa alarm, everyone.
The Santa alarm?
Santa's coming.
We might as well play the Shotgun Abbey track then.
Yeah.
Is Santa here yet? Oh, that was only a test. Oh, okay. Darn it.
Then Jess and Jewel recorded a couple of tunes, right? We got you guys went in and did recorded Baby It's Cold Outside.
We certainly did.
Yeah. Yes.
It's great. We had a
we had
our friend Jewel come in and add the male vocals, and he was in, well, normal form. Most people would consider it rare form, but that's normal for Jewel.
Well, he was Krampus. He said he turned into Krampus.
So yes. You know, he had a little Santa attitude.
Have you heard it yet?
I have not heard it.
Oh, you're gonna love it.
Yeah. Awesome.
Awesome.
So it's great.
It was fun. It was fun. You know,
well, that song is kind of, you know, it's kind of sleazy. You know, well, it's like the guy trying to get the girl to stay.
It wasn't
tonight.
For me because when we laid the tracks down and I was first before he came. I mean, I had like Perry Como in my head singing, you know, and I didn't have that surprise Krampus result.
We played it very sweet.
It was very sweet.
Which is why I told Jewel to be very creepy.
And so that's what came out of it. And everyone should definitely take a listen to that one.
I really can't stay.
Well, baby, it's cold outside.
Go away.
Well, baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping
so
that you
very
drop
nice.
In. I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
Maybe I'd better scurry.
Please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just to have a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think
maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes like starlight
to
now.
Break the spell.
Now take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no, no.
Might
no,
if
sir.
I move in closer.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of holding?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold us down.
Baby, it's cold outside. I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Oh, baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome has been
how lucky
so
that you
nice
dropped in. Look out the window.
Stay.
I think that works.
Hold on. I'm done. Thank you.
Yeah, and then Melikalikimaka we also did in the studio.
We did do that. That was fun.
That was a request from Jewel. Jewel grew up in Alaska, and I kind of think it's funny. He said he wanted to do this for his mom. And I'm like, well, that's why we do this album. You know, we do it for the friends and the family. And I just think it's funny that in Alaska, they sing Melikalikimaka. You know what I mean? The Hawaiian Christmas song.
Maybe they're distant cousins.
Or they're pretending to be in Hawaii because they're in Alaska. I don't know. I had never heard this song until this year, so learning it with you was very hard.
I never knew it was the wise rewarding. Way to say Merry Christmas either. That was news to me.
Right.
Choir, we just had our holiday concert, and we actually did. We did a whole choral version of Melikalikimaka.
Really?
Yeah.
No
way.
Totally. I love the song now. I just never really.
I know, right?
Took to it. It's so different.
It's a upbeat song too. You're like, oh, now I want to go out and bobsled. No, I don't.
Right.
I mean, I do.
I want to go sit on the beach.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
I want to surf.
I want to
surf.
About? That's what I got.
Yeah. It's totally about that. Yeah.
I always think of. Christmas Vacation. There's a
nice.
Part where that song comes
in. Yep, and that's immediately what I thought too.
It's there's like the where he's like, fantasizing about the girl at the pool and stuff in the backyard and all that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
In his face.
It's great. Yeah.
Brinkley.
It's great.
Yeah, is that it was? Thank you,
Chrissy
Steve.
Chrissy Brinkley. Yeah. I do that, too.
Yeah, so again, all these on the collection. And you have another one from, what was it, Chris Wright? Santa Claus.
Chris Wright, yes. He's my brother-in-law. Yeah. That's my sister's fiancé. Or he's soon to be brother-in-law.
Yeah.
I call him my son. Yes. Yeah, he's good. He's a good guy. And you just never know what he's going to give it. I just don't know. You know, every year he surprises
me. He finds the super weird, like, old songs that no one even knows. Like, I usually think they're originals. And then he's like, no, you know, Garth Brooks did that in 89. Like,
Santa Wants Some Lovin'. I mean, I've never heard that song before. It's great.
You said he was feeling the birth of Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. He asked me if he was Christian.
So we're lucky to have him, and I'm sure glad he contributes to the DVD every year. wouldn't be the
he
same
contributes
without.
Every year, but this year he contributed 3 tracks.
Oh, I know.
So it's awesome.
Very special.
Everything about this year was special.
Everybody
really.
went full bore.
We all went, yes.
All and more that we needed.
Yes.
We were really blessed.
All right. You said you also have tracks from Irene Allen and Tommy Hollerin.
Right.
And who else is represented on this collection?
If you want to talk about Irene's track, we recorded, that's the first thing we recorded this year.
Yeah.
We recorded it down at Yaki's. She plays the piano every Sunday. She's out of town now, but when she gets back,
yeah.
Every Sunday you can come in here and play that old-timey piano.
That old upright piano, Yaki's. Yeah. Yes.
And I've always wanted to go in there and record it, put a mic on it. So that's what we did. We did it for this. And she had a version of Run, Run, Rudolph that's kind of bluesy and very Irene.
Right. Very and then she had a couple of friends, one on a stand-up bass and another on a
Chris
mellow
Powers.
Guitar. Okay. And
Tommy Hollerin, and then I'll have to look.
Yeah.
But Mike and that stuff was a challenge. But it came out good.
Yeah.
I'm really happy with it.
When this all, started like Thanksgiving or something, you guys started a recording in?
This year?
Or something, or what?
Yeah, about Thanksgiving.
I mean, for this year.
Yeah. Maybe a little better.
We started the first week in December.
Yeah.
All right, first week of December, that's more like. But we've done a lot. We've been going everywhere and recording everyone. It's been a real lot of fun.
Yeah. I may have started thinking about it in Thanksgiving.
Right.
I'm pushing for October next year.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put it in my calendar and really get things going.
This is the soonest I have been done. Okay. I actually get to enjoy my Christmas now.
Christmas Eve is usually her deadline.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, now we got it recorded, we'll have a podcast
That's
for Christmas
right.
Eve.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
I'm so excited. Thank you for doing this.
Be able to promote it.
Yeah. Get you up to 2,000.
Yeah.
How close are you now?
For episodes?
For your likes. I thought you had likes.
Yeah. Our Facebook page is like...
It's like 19-something, right?
Yeah, like 1950 or something.
Oh, really? Come on. We need to put Charlotte Bean on it. Yeah.
50 people, that's easy.
Right?
I don't even know that many
50 people, y'all. I don't even know that many people.
Yeah, so, and then we also wanted to talk about your church band recorded one.
Yes, my church band. I sing with the choir at St. Mark's on Saturday nights, and these ladies just sing so well. It just really is a lot of fun. I play bass, guitar, and there's also a piano player, and that's the music component. And then the girls just sing like angels. And I said this year, you guys want some tracks on our CD? And they said, oh, yeah. And I'm really glad they said yes.
Yeah.
Went and recorded them this week, and they just sound wonderful. So... You're going to be able to hear one of them on your show.
Is that recorded at the church?
It was recorded at the church live, yes.
Yeah, no, that's like awesome. I think, just the acoustics of it, most of these old churches and stuff, like just sound great. And like,
It was yeah. Wonderful. This is a
you're gonna like
converted
these,
monastery.
You'll like it. There's two on the album.
Yeah.
Two on the album, yeah. But yeah, they're wonderful.
Very
I'm
cool.
Lucky to be
their voices are beautiful.
They really are.
Dad's been talking it up. You know, I won't go to church with him. He's talked me into it for Christmas, though. I'm going
to
go with
you
for
Christmas.
Their voices are beautiful.
But as most daughters, they don't really pay much attention to their fathers. But then when I actually played it for her, she's like, what in
the
world?
He nailed the recording of it, too. I mean, Tony was more excited about that than any of them.
Well, that's what I do. I record live music.
He's like, you got me mastering a church band. But he liked it. He's like, I'm totally into it.
Well, you know, it sounds great. So I'm really happy about that addition as well. And really, this makes this the best year ever.
Yeah.
For our CD.
Oh, who are they who travel from afar? Who journey guided only by a star? Tell them where they are. Tributes always comes back, seriously. Like, I really appreciate that, man.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I called Taka you and I said, Are you doing it? And said, yeah, we're doing it again. I'm like, okay, so we have to find a song. And then it was like going through a song.
You did that last time.
I did it last
time.
You
gave me like two different ones.
We recorded like six songs and then she was like, oh, I already mastered. I'm like, oh, that's, never mind.
But is next that year, why song, you guys didn't do anything new? We would have taken that too.
No. Look, I'm thankful to be on it and be part of this because our bands, Ramona DeFlower and Shaka Nami, we're like kindred
spirits.
Bands.
Yes.
We love each other.
Right.
We do all the we same show together.
That's right.
It's true.
Yes. A big heart.
One of them is a big family. So we have a big family, don't we, Jeff?
Yes.
We have a really big family.
That's why it's Bond Family and Friends. And
that's
it's so
right.
funny when you ask me what to call it.
Right.
What am I supposed to call this?
That's what it is.
It's everybody in St. Louis that I know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It could be Jeff Bond and the people I know.
That is what I said.
Plus a couple I don't even know.
That's amazing. I haven't seen it yet, so.
Here you go.
Oh, yay, now I have it in my hands. That is awesome.
And we also.
It looks really good, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, we recorded two live songs today. Live from Elaine's, and we did Mr. Grinch, which is a classic.
One of my favorites.
We were talking about what originally sung by James Earl Jones, you were saying?
James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
The most iconic basso profundos of all time. You know, one octave below the natural bass is James Earl Jones. A very, very rare voice, you know. And he just voiced Darth Vader in the new Star Wars. 85 years old. He's the man.
Yeah,
still doing it.
Yeah,
still making things happen.
It is incredible.
Right?
Really.
You, do you channel a little James Earl Jones trying to sing it today?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Cameron is his own entity.
Yeah.
Like, Cameron, you're one of the best singers.
Well, when you have that, like, version stuck in your head, you can't help but not, like, throw some nods to it. You
sure.
know, when it exists already.
Right.
You can't act like it's not there.
But you guys twisted it up a little bit, though. You did your own little double-timed it on there.
Yeah, we double-timed it at the end. Well, it's kind of fun. Right. Justin and I did that, like, 3 years ago and just kind of...
A little more rock.
Not
and
even
roll.
For real, we just kind of were playing around and all of a sudden, wow, that sounds good. We're going to keep that. Kind of fun.
Yeah.
Kind of fun.
Yeah, that was cool.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders, you've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Bridge. And the three words that best describe you, and I quote, are stink, stink, stink.
Mr. Grinch, your heart's an empty hole. You're a crooked jerky jockey and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch.
You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic
did a little version of live version of Let It Snow right here. So with Cameron and Chuck and
well, he brought some corn for popping.
Yeah.
You know,
it was tasty. It was tasty.
You know, it's like, what are we gonna do? Let it snow.
Yeah. Let it snow.
Okay. Yeah. Well, very cool, guys.
With no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't so shines a stopping, and up the bars are cold for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Me time all the way over the world. I'll be slowly dying. If my dear, we still be dying.
As long as you love me so,
let it snow, let it snow.
Songs, like I said, are all on this collection, along with a bunch of others, 5 years in the making, the past and present. And yeah, reach out, get yourself a copy, or download it digitally. And thanks. So,
absolutely,
spread the holiday cheer and crank it up with your family this year. So,
Merry Christmas to you and your new house.
Thank you guys. So yeah, check out Elaine's on Cherokee. Come get yourself a sandwich, a wrap. Any of the
great food, all natural.
Good stuff.
Yeah, thanks, Elaine's.
Thank you.
We got some more vlogs. Keep blogging. New Year's.
Yeah, we got.
Oh, come on to see Slushwave at Foo Bar New Year's Eve. Ring in the New Year with us. We'll be playing Last Christmas. lots of other great songs, Slushwave originals. And also one more plug, on this CD right here, I put a version of the Christmas song that I actually wrote lyrics to on a Denny's napkin years ago. I wanted to replace all like the original lyrics with something that was offensive, but like kept in the same rhyme and meter and syllable structure.
Nice.
So if you're passively listening, you'll think it's the original song. So
I did, and then I listened to the words, and I'm like, no.
No, he didn't just say that.
So don't put that off. You can edit that one out for family members. Like, and...
Yeah.
The CD doesn't have a rating, by the way.
Yeah, hopefully the kids fall asleep by track 14.
So there's something on the CD for everyone.
Right.
Exactly.
For sure.
Sure.
Nice.
Sure.
A little humor.
What are we doing? So... So, wow. Okay, Shotgun Abbey, we just wrapped up our... we had a holiday show Wednesday night. We played at the Learman Lofts for 4 hours. It's a great night. And then we aren't playing again, actually. We're working on recording. So we're taking about... we're trying to slow things down. We were playing about 2-3 times a month. And now we're just trying to, like, touch... like, do a show here, do a show there. So our next show is actually... not till February 9th at the Way Out Club. We're doing a show for my guitarist's birthday.
Yeah.
And it'll be a free show, so come out to that. Cool. Other than that, we're just recording, working on new music.
So. Right on. Very cool. That's gonna... isn't that gonna be like one of the last shows there?
You know, every day someone says the Way Out's closing. Yeah. And,
The reality is that
Bob and Sherry are awesome people, and they are not going anywhere.
All right, great.
That's from Dana, their daughter. So
yeah,
he told us the same thing.
So trust me when I tell you, I've known Bob for over 12 years now. All
right.
And yeah, they're not going anywhere.
Well, good news. Yeah, I was I heard that they were might be closing doors. So I'm glad to hear that.
Rumor.
Yeah. It's, yeah, everybody.
Hey,
I'll
probably get people to come out.
Right. I think I do hear daily, though, truthfully.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere.
Right.
They want to, though, eventually, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, the reality is that if you made an amazing offer, you might be able to buy the Way Out Club. I would say I'd love to see Bob and Sherry kicking back on a beach, singing Melancholy
Kabaka. Exactly.
I personally would love that.
We won't let them.
They're fantastic people. Yeah. But I have a feeling that they'd still sneak in and work the bar anyway.
Sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. But yeah, they're going to be there. And we play there on February the 9th. It's a free show for my guitar player's birthday. So come on out for that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and get out. Follow all these bands on Facebook: Slushwave, Shotgun Abbey, Ramona DeFlower, Elaine's got a Facebook also. So get out there and get involved in all these projects. And support local music. That's what it's all about.
Yes. It's a great music town. All thanks right. for having
thanks.
Us.
Yeah, thanks everybody.
All thanks right. a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.